with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And as usual, the topic is corruption in local and state and federal government. Anything that you can contribute, any solutions that you might be able to afford me. Lately, my focus has been on voter fraud, okay, and especially those electronic voting machines. My column in the Las Vegas Tribune is focused on this particular problem because I am personally aware that this has occurred in Clark County, Nevada, especially with the last election for sheriff of Clark County. Evidence is just overwhelming. But we'll get into that in just a minute. What I always like to do is start off with the law enforcement oath of honor or the law enforcement code of ethics. They're interchangeable. The law enforcement service has really been taking a beating, even regardless of the fact that the head and leader of the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, just got robbed of his property. And lo and behold, guess who he calls? He calls the local law enforcement to come and help him out. It still didn't change his attitude toward law enforcement, though. He stated that he still is against all police, and he's totally anti-police. So my response to that is, I wonder if it's true that the United Way actually funds the Black Panther Party. And I can remember way back in 1978, where the police department, the LVMPD, used to force us, well, subtly force us, all the employees in the police department to contribute to the United Way. And wouldn't that just be a kick in the head if that was true, that the United Way funds the Black Panther Party? So whatever. Anyway, law enforcement code of ethics. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind and to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Very powerful words, folks. And for those of you out there that like to use the word all policemen are untrustworthy, or all policemen lie on the stand, or accept gratuities, when you use the word all, I want to just kind of remind you, there is somebody here that's talking to you right now that has never, never broken my law enforcement code of ethics or my oath of honor. So you can't use the word all. If you want to use the word most or some other adjective, be my guest, but don't use the word all, especially to me. Okay, we were talking about Electronic voting machines and tabulation machines that are currently being used in this country to count up your votes for any candidate up or any position up for election. Well, folks, we better act now, and you better become aware that these electronic voting machines and tabulation machines, the counting machines, have been hacked. Okay, they've been hacked, and it was brought out basically in the mid-2000s, 2005, 6, and 7, where experts, electronics experts and computer experts, have testified on video, on tape, but it hasn't been widely broadcasted by the mainstream news media, which, of course, has a vested interest in keeping this kind of quiet. Okay, either it's called codes or sleeper programs or, you name it. It's a implementation of secret, unofficial programs and hardware that is inserted into these voting machines, much like the slot machines that are in Las Vegas. And these machines are made in another country. Now, isn't that just a real kick in the head? These machines, these voting machines, are made in South America to basically run who controls the United States of America. Now, why can't these voting machines be made in the United States instead of South America, which basically is pretty much bought and paid for? Anything you want, as long as you got the money, you can achieve. So these companies, and that's also another very suspicious company that needs to be investigated. These companies are basically owned by anti-American type forces, and they're elitists or at least big money people, and they own the companies that make the United States of America's voting machines and tabulation machines. Now, when I said that I had personal knowledge of the rigging of these voting machines and tabulation machines, I wasn't kidding. Back in 2014, the run for sheriff of Clark County, Nevada, it basically came down to two individuals, Joe Lombardo and Larry Burns, to the general election. What, at least in Clark County, Nevada, I don't know if they do this anywhere else, but as the when the voting stops and the flash drives or the hard drives are removed from the voting machines and then brought down to a central tabulation area, as soon as the votes are starting to be counted, the TV station that is broadcasting following the election comes out with how the voting seems to be going. Okay, that right at the beginning. So they give you a number, and of course there's several different districts. I don't know if there's like about 18, 19 districts, voting districts, everybody goes and votes, everybody in Clark County. And then these hard drives are brought to a central location, and then they're put in the tabulation machine. Well, of course, the tabulation machine comes out and starts throwing out numbers. And it was noted that the race for Clark County Sheriff between Joe Lombardo and Larry Burns, it was announced that right at the beginning, that Larry Burns was behind 3,300 votes to Joe Lombardo. Well, okay, that's fine. Whatever, and depending on the district and depending on, the luck of the draw, whatever, there's nothing unusual about that. And then toward the end of the vote, and all the hard drives were tabulated and brought back to the tabulation point, and the final numbers were expressed, lo and behold, Joe Lombardo, who really didn't do very much advertising or campaigning, he was an assistant sheriff, and he was also the same one that one of the most corrupt sheriffs that this county has ever seen, and that would be former Sheriff Douglas Gillespie, did the shoulder tap anointment on his shoulder and made it very well known in the newspapers before the election that this was the man that was going to be the next sheriff. And this is from the current sheriff. Now, I don't know how much ethics or how ethical that is or not, but whatever. And but it did kind of like a smack of some kind of elitist type deal that he just put his hand on the shoulder of the next sheriff of Clark County, Joe Lombardo. And lo and behold, that's what happened by 3,300 votes. And again, let's go back a little bit. At the very first count that came out, Joe Lombardo was ahead of Larry Burns by 3,300 votes. And at the end of this election, and when all the flash drives and all the hard drives were brought in and tabulated, Joe Lombardo won the election for sheriff of Clark County, Nevada, by 3,300 votes. Now, I'm no mathematician. I'm just a regular guy. But even to me, that appears to be a mathematical impossibility that he would win, that Joe Lombardo would win the position for sheriff after the first vote or the first count came in of all the votes, 3,300 votes. And then toward the end, when all the other hard drives and everything was tabulated up, he won by 3,300 votes. Well, I'm sure that if anybody was to even examine this for what it is, the number of people that voted would actually be reflected on the final tabulation. The only problem that we have there is there's no verification that the people that voted for either Joe Lombardo or for Larry Burns was actually and accurately tabulated also. So what is the solution? The only solution I could see from my standpoint is barring a investigation into those voting machines is to basically scrap the electronic voting machine altogether and just go back to the old paper ballots and receipt system, where we would go in and you would be given a receipt, one that you voted and that you voted for by a certain party, and who you voted for. And you would have this receipt in your hand. At least there would be some kind of verification that if need be, if there was ever a contested type election, people could come back with their receipts and say, well, look, we're all here, and you go ahead and add it up again and see if it works out. By going the paper route and also having, let's say, just for yucks, 10 volunteers, for which I would gladly volunteer, and each one of you count up all the votes. And if your numbers don't reasonably come close to what the actual number is, well, then you got a problem. Okay? So have a double and triple and quadruple blind system of other people just counting these votes. What's the problem with that? I mean, we're definitely going to ensure more accuracy than with these electronic voting machines. Anything electronic, as far as I know, can be manipulated. I mean, Las Vegas has gone to the electronic slot machines, in all the other games. And if anybody believes that it's a random number generator that actually does it, well, they're nuts. Not totally, though, because supposedly these machines, slot machines anyway, have a random number generator installed in them, but that random number generator has limits. They all do. Eventually, after, I don't know, a quadzillion revolution, they begin to repeat themselves. So then again, you can't keep one visitor, one machine forever until it does, in case they have figured out whatever the pattern is. But the voting machines from my investigation so far, and these are from information gleaned in 2007, where computer experts came forward and basically told everybody how it's done. They install a piece of hardware. It's very small, unnoticeable, that can be activated, radio controlled, and then that produces a program for which can be controlled or changed by a radio control system. And then, to make it even more insidious, or for you not to be able to find it, is that after it's done its thing and changed the numbers for a specific candidate, not changing the numbers of the number of people that have voted, but just favor a specific candidate or not, well, then it self-destructs. So that if ever a forensic computer expert was ever allowed to examine these machines, especially the tabulation machine, the availability of doing all the other or having all the other machines with this capabilities, the voting machines, is logistically very prohibitive. But it can be done, especially if the machine is made in South America. I mean, God only knows what they've done to those machines. But this piece of hardware that can be activated on and off and then produce a sleeper program, computer program, that would favor a candidate one way or the other, I mean, that is really ugly. And now that was brought out in 2007. So, you know, 9-10 years later, where we are now, I can't even imagine what they can do and how sophisticated this is. I just learned that the lottery in Utah and two other states was hacked by some individuals that got into that random number generator that supposedly was instigated in those electronic lottery machines, that they got into there and they programmed their winning ticket to come up. And supposedly, again, they've gone to a electronic lottery system where a computer basically allegedly invokes a random number generator and just screws out these numbers. Again, like I told you, and I'm just an old, you know, former engineering major back in Fresno State University, where they told us long before, and this is when computers were about the size of any size SUV. They said those random number generators repeat themselves. So, anyway, it's time to pause for the cause. I'll be back in a few. Sunday morning ever, and Sunday's passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, right?
odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, this is Gord Martinez back. Show called American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and we got Chris on the line. Chris, how are you doing today?
Well, very well, Gordon, and a pleasure to hear you back on the Republic Broadcasting Network, sharing the truth and the criminality here in the world.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm getting pretty new at this business, but I'm learning.
Well, we're all learning together, and that's part of what this radio station, I think, is about, is sharing knowledge for the edification and benefit of all. And absolutely. I thought I might call in and maybe assist you with some perspectives I've gleaned. We had a prior conversation relative to this, so I thought I may have intrigued your interest just a little.
Refresh my memory on what we talked about.
Well, I'm a former Nevada State Gaming Control Board enforcement agent. And I have quite a bit of knowledge that I've acquired at that location and since then relative to cheating at slot machines, which is effectively video gaming machines and other forms of gaming paraphernalia that relate specifically because of the video aspects to the same things you were speaking about regarding the voting fraud and the embedded encrypted programs, devices, and communications switches that are surreptitiously installed by the George Soros agents of the SEIU, Move On, Occupy, and they have a school they operate to train mechanics to maintain and to work on voting machines.
No kidding. And where would this training center be located? Would you know?
I don't recall specifically, but it seems like it might be near Chicago, Illinois, as I recall. Surprise.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I am shocked. So you're saying that you have knowledge that there is a training center that trains people to be able to install these sleeper programs and sleeper type hardware in computers and in voting machines?
Well, I'm not convinced they train all of the so-called mechanics and maintenance people that, but I'm sure there is a core group, communist core, if you will, of inside deep level agents that operate perhaps throughout all the different venues that they have. SEIU, the so-called Purple Gang, the Obamaites, the Service Employees International Union, are the ones who maintain the proprietary special access that take care of transporting, storing, maintaining, and inspecting and modifying the voting machines here in the Las Vegas area, in particular, and other venues.
Really? Really? Do you think they could put a piece of hardware or a sleeper program in a computer where it cannot be detected until it is activated? Is that possible?
Well, it's not only possible, but it's absolutely doable. Back in the late 70s, when I was with the Gaming Control Board, at that period, which was fairly early on in the technology stage, they had the ability to write EEPROM chips, electronic programmable computer chips, if you will, motherboards, and to install particular devices and switches in those that were surreptitiously installed that were difficult for even the most highly trained agents to observe or detect. And in this day and age, they've certainly advanced their skills in much more high locations. In fact, there was a very intriguing situation that we saw many years ago with the Fukushima blast and that particular reactor cells, where similar types agents by Soros Group of Israeli Secret Intel Services, ISIS as it were in charge of the security there, and they also had the same skills that they were able to apply to the nuclear systems. In fact, any computerized operated system, whether it's a nuclear system, a voting system, all these different types of systems effectively work on the same binary ones and O's systems that are hackable, programmable, and able to be override. And they have, for testing purposes, you always have what are called fake-out plugs that you can plug in and override a system and manufacture circumstances that would give you the ability to override the embedded security programs and to do maintenance service tasks that you would want to do. I've learned this in the medical equipment maintenance systems building maintenance systems. In fact, the focus of management of these computerized systems, remember, you cannot see a system. It's something that operates in the netherworld of the dark world, the dark net, whereby those people who write the codes, binary code.
Chris, we got to take a break. I'll be back with you. Stay on the line, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The main topic I wanted to talk about today is voter fraud, electronic voting machine fraud, the tabulation machine fraud, and any information or solutions, especially that you could call in and provide us would really be appreciated. It seems to be my task now because we're coming to a very crucial point in this latest election. Without getting political, which I don't, I'm usually a kind of a constitutional type person, but without getting political, if we allow the voter fraud to continue, especially on this one, we can't do too much about what's happened in the past. But if we know now that there is voter fraud, and from my understanding, there's 11 states that have filed a pending lawsuit regarding voter fraud against the DNC, And but again, that's time, and anything that goes in through the feds is it takes forever for everybody to do it, for anybody to do anything. So it's going to be too late. Right now, we need some immediate action in order to get away from these electronic voting machines. And I think there's more than ample evidence that these voting machines are suspected of being tampered with. So, Chris, if you're still on the line, I want to ask you, do you have any knowledge of the lottery fraud that happened in Utah and a couple of other states where these guys hacked in to the random number generator from the electronic lottery machine that's been going on? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard a little about it. I don't have any direct knowledge, but I do know that those random number generators are precisely what they use to create the number systems in electronic slot machines. They give you a loaded handle so it feels like you're doing something, and all it really does is start a cycling sequence that starts a random number generator to supposedly give you a fair shot at winning on a random basis.
Right. Well, Chris, you know, I went to Fresno State, and I minored in computer sciences, and again, I'm this is way back. I mean, we're talking 1970, 71. It's probably just one step up from the crank. But what I was told in the classes, and the instructor was pretty emphatic when he said this. He says that random number generators really are not random number generators, and that they have limits. Okay, they have limits, a lower limit and the upper limit, and then eventually it repeats itself. Okay, so does that kind of go along with your thinking there with these random number generators?
Well, precisely. Back when I was with the Gaming Control Board's Enforcement Division, we would frequently get calls from players in the different locations, the stores as they would call them, complaining that they had put X amount of dollars in a machine and hadn't gotten anything out. And we had to go through the pre-formatted speech of telling them that that was not an exact
the
percentage.
The pre-formatted speech, I love it.
Well, you know, you've got to placate them with some schmooze and give them the soft sell and let them know that it's a mathematical percentage, not an actual percentage predicated on the average of a long-term play over the history of the machine, not meaning right. that if you buy $100 and put it in, you're going to get 99.99 back, which you're actually, you might not get anything back for 1,000 cycles, but then somebody wins something and they satisfy the mathematical percentage requirement.
Right, right. Well, I can totally understand, and I don't even gamble, but I can totally understand and understand how the slot machines work. But we are talking about voting machines that are just all this hoopla with the main candidates basically calling each other criminals and liars and cheats and murderers and you name it. You don't know what to believe. I mean, give it a break, but you try and follow it as much as you can because all information is laced with truths, and that's what you're after. You're trying to gather whatever truth there might be in all these accusations. But the bottom line is, when you go into that voting booth, that your vote, however small it may be, counts. And not some machine that is going to manipulate your vote in order to favor one candidate or another. If we have anything that says that this is a possibility, that these machines are rigged already, then why is it that nobody is screaming bloody murder that these things need to be removed?
Well, a couple of wise people have made a couple of statements. One is, if voting really counted, they wouldn't let us do it. Two is, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes.
Yeah, Joseph Stalin, 1946.
That's exactly right. You got him.
Oh, yeah.
These are These are unfortunately truisms that we hear in America. We operate under deceit and think that we're doing something when we vote, when really it's more likely a pre-selection, or at least a pre-selection between two parties. And, of course, Reince Priebus, the Prince of BS, the head of the RNC, an attorney, mind you, has told us pretty much straight out it's the private club, just like the Boys Club or the Boy Scouts or the Kiwanis or something else. Well, when these are private clubs, their members of their club are the ones that get to make the choices, and the vote really doesn't make anything because of the so-called electoral college, or college as they call it. Really, the super elites pick the, who the candidates are and who gets the nod.
You know, I'm totally aware of that. The LVPPA is a perfect example of that. You know, where they proudly say that they represent the rank and file of the police officers in the LVMPD, and they don't, because they the people in the in the rank and file, I mean, whatever we vote on, I mean, how the hell do we know, you know, if how the vote went? It's the directors that basically determine who's going to be part of their club or which way, which direction we're going to go. Chris, do me a favor, jot down my email address. I'd love to converse with you and come up with some kind of solutions. I'm part of the Voter Rights Committee, and it's basically on Facebook, and most of the members are secret because we don't want any retribution or whatever. But I don't mind telling everybody I'm on this committee. And if our goal is basically to clean this voter election thing up, and the first and the main thing is getting rid of these electronic voting machines. Anyway, my email address is coper71@hotmail.com. And I give this out freely. Anybody that wants to join in on the discussion, please use my email. I have a chat room, and I have tried every imaginable way to get into that chat room. I did get in, but then I couldn't participate. I couldn't respond to any of the questions or any of the statements or any of anybody else. So I am throwing this out to all of my followers, coper71@hotmail.com. That is my personal email address. I'll be glad to – that will also be the email address I'll use when I run for sheriff next year. Anyway, this is –
If I could, let me reprove that. Is that Charlie Ocean Paul David Robert 71?
Negative. Charlie Ocean Paul Edward Robert 71@hotmail.com.
Copper 171. Very good. I apologize.
Chris, it was a pleasure talking to you. I hope to see you or get a message from you on my email. Okay, now we're going to the next topic, and that topic is the obvious problem that, at least in Clark County, Nevada, that we have with our voter election machines, and how you go about one, getting rid of them, and two, investigating these machines and determining what was done and the fraudulent programming and hardware that was put in these machines. Of course, they're protected. I had a conversation the last time I voted. I had a conversation with the guy that was running that particular district voting machines. We had this conversation out in the hallway, and I had told him about the Joe Lombardo and Larry Burns election results and how they came out. Right at the beginning, you had 3,300 votes. One candidate was ahead of another. And then at the end, the winning candidate had won by 3,300 votes. Well, I don't know how in-depth this manager of this election voting district was, but he was shocked. And he said, no, that can't happen. And he's telling me about all these safeguards that were on were put in place on these voting machines, and he was telling me about these four different levels of safeguards to prevent anybody from investigating or inspecting or manipulating or doing whatever. And I agreed with him, and I said, "So tell me how does the information get to the." Tabulation machine, and when, where is that, and how can we even begin to look at something like that? He says, "Oh, well, that's all done in secret. See, the hard drives are removed from the voting machines, and then they are transported to the central tabulation area." Okay, now that central tabulation area is, of course, under guard, and there's nothing but security except for the people inside doing the tabulation, okay? So how do we even begin an investigation like this when all the security in the world is put in place to prevent anybody from even coming close to these machines? That is just more evidence to me that these machines are already manipulated and they're already infected with the necessary hardware and programming before they're even distributed. So what's the answer? The answer, is, at least in my layman's position, is let's go back to the paper voting machine, okay? The paper one where you stuck a pin in a keyhole of some sort, and you pick your candidate or vote on your issue, and then after you do that, you get a copy of it so that you have it in your hand. Now, some pencil neck geek is going to probably say, "Well, you know what? That's just going to cost too damn much money." Okay, that's going to cost too much money, and we already have these machines, and, you know, what are you going to do with those electronic machines? Well, I'll trash them. That's what you do with them, because they're corrupted. Now, that's my feeling on the thing. I don't know how you might feel about it. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, it does occur to me that somebody with your position with the voter confirmation group might possibly see some select machines at particular locations that are highly likely to have tampering with machines. We don't know that. The other hitch that you got in your giddy-up is the transportation, the removal of the hard drives. We don't know if they're switching hard drives, if they have one already in the transport vehicle before the one is inserted there, and they do the swap-a-roo when they arrive or on the way. Perhaps ditch them. There are multiple different opportunities, defects in their so-called high-level security plan that make it ripe for tampering and placing other than the true vote on the table to be posed as the actual factual vote, in spite of the fact that it may be other than the authentic choice of the electors.
Right. Well, again, my layman's position on this whole thing is trash them all, and let's just go back to the paper and pad, and let's just work with that. And then the people that actually count the paper and pad have a few of those, like maybe 5 or 10 that recounted. And then if that count doesn't match, well, then we got a problem. And so
I've actually worked in a manual count in a union hall one time, IBEW, a bunch of criminals over there, which I have a hard case, but it's a dangerous time to bring it against unions with this particular administration being so pro-union as it is. But, you know, it is a meticulous process. It does take more time, but generally the voting people, the counters, the poll workers, and others that are involved with the process are not highly paid. They don't work year-round. And is not the qualification of an honest ballot for the electorate worthy of spending a few Federal Reserve debt notes to authenticate and validate the truthful honest nature of the vote, as opposed to having all these questions flurrying and tainting the process and bringing questions up to the electorate as to the honesty of the electoral process?
I would say it's worth the money. It's worth the spend of a few dollars to make sure that. Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you know about the Battle of Athens in Tennessee?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I'm familiar with the Battle of Athens.
Okay. That is a perfect example. And from what I've read, local elections, especially, you know, like for sheriff and stuff, are notoriously corrupt. Notoriously. I mean, because who is going to fight it? You still got to live in that county. And if you just piss off the right people, it may not be real good for you, if you get my drift.
Well, you know, this last cycle, when they were running the more cops things, I had the occasion of speaking personally in front of the county commission and excoriating the former sheriff for some of his activities and the antics and the methodology of the police department and some of their enforcement tactics that were far outside scope, sphere, color of law, abusive of his fiduciary trust as the so-called administrator manager of the Metropolitan Police Department. And upon doing
that... You are talking about Douglas Gillespie, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And the predecessor to current Joe Lombardo. In fact, as I egressed the meeting, there were a number of people that were speaking on that particular day in opposition to the so-called more cops. Because the... whenever you've got 15, 20 officers responding to a common traffic stop, supposedly, even for a suspected...
Chris, we got to take another break. We got to pause for the cause. I'll be back.
So you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If the lonely night surrounds you. Okay, this is Gordon Martinez. The name of my show is American Honor, And it's brought to you by RBN. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Chris, you still on the line there?
I am. As I was saying... Okay.
Chris, I got to cut you off because the last words we had were the antics and shenanigans of former Sheriff Doug Gillespie, and I have got to share this with you. Now, you being an uninformed juror, okay, you're the uninformed juror, okay, back in 2006 when I was running for sheriff, and so was Doug Gillespie. He was the undersheriff, I believe, at the time. Okay. Well, I learned some rather disturbing news about allegedly some of the shenanigans that he had done, some criminal acts that he had done prior to. And I felt it incumbent upon myself to make a meeting with him. So I did. And I called him up and I said, I'd like to discuss some campaign stuff with you. And he agreed. And we met right outside the city hall. The old city hall, Stewart of Las Vegas Boulevard. Anyway, we sat there, and I showed him that I was not bugged. I was not wired or anything. It was just a conversation that him and I need to have, and I need to do it, or otherwise I'd hate myself later. We walked, and we talked, and I basically told him all the things that I had learned about him and all the criminal acts that he's committed. And he basically asked me, what do I want him to do? And I just said, just drop out of the race, that Las Vegas has enough criminals in high-powered places, and we don't need another one. Well, obviously, that didn't go over very well, okay? So we parted, and 2 days later, I am riding my motorcycle home from another engagement, and three doors away from my front door, the front door of my house in a residential district, somebody in a parked vehicle shot me in the left thigh. Okay. They shot me with a small caliber cartridge, and it didn't penetrate, but it sure left a nice big goose egg on my left thigh. Now, I had my leathers on, and so it didn't, and my thick motorcycle pants, and so they didn't penetrate, but it did leave, it left about the size of a golf ball, okay, this big protruding thing. All right, anyway, I maintained and eventually stopped my motorcycle and then went limping back to where this vehicle was with an arm to the teeth, and the vehicle had split. Well, I'm not saying that he had anything to do with this, but it's kind of coincidental. I'm not a big coincidental type of guy. But 2 days later, I get shot in my left thigh, unknown person in an unknown car, and the vehicle left. So I go into my house. Now, you can't blame me for not believing that I know who did this. Okay. It was probably the intelligence section of the police department, because all they are just thugs that work for the sheriff at his behest. So I go in and I'm going to call it in. And then I'm thinking, what am I doing? I'm calling it in to the same people that actually committed the crime. And I thought about it for a while and I says, well, what the hell? At least I want to do is document it, you know, that this happened. And so I did, and I called it in, and I don't know, I guess it was one of those female dispatchers that was in the system. She repeated what I told her, and she said, so you're riding your motorcycle up and down bothering everybody, and somebody shot you. Well, I straightened her out. I asked for medical attention so that could be documented, and I basically took my own... battery report, if you get my drift. Of course, nobody investigated it. Nobody did anything about it. And it was just kind of like one of those things. But it's in there.
What a coincidence.
Huh? What was
that? Be blessed, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, you have a good one, and I will catch you on the flip side. So, this is Gordon Martinez signing off. The show is called American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and everybody have a good one. Good.
And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.